Manteo is one of the natives who is originally taken back to England with Amadis and Barlow. He seemingly accepts English culture, learning the language, and eventually becoming Christianized. When he returns with the settlers to America, he takes a position of liaison between them and the Indians. I like this comment because it opens up an alternate reading for the role of the natives. Rather than just understanding Manteo as a compliant westernized Indian, we have the potential to see him as a much more active and aggressive figure. While it is true that he took part in many English ceremonies, at one point even being named Lord of Roanoke at Raleigh's instruction, the idea that he retained very real and very strong ties to his heritage seems important to me. I think it would be a mistake to see him just as a tool of the English, because if this is how we, from a historical perspective, view him, then I believe we are falling into the same trap that the colonists did by failing to recognize Indian culture. What this quote points to is the idea that perhaps Manteo is, at all times with the English, the one who truly has power. Perhaps he recognized their failure to understand his culture and his position in that culture, and used that to his benefit, becoming an agent for his people while giving the impression of serving the English.